Mum's the word at City Hall these days, at least when it comes to some matters related to the former Ontario Reformatory lands. Having signed non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, with the province regarding the historic York Road property, city staff is limited in what it can say publicly, including to local elected officials. Does that mean negotiations are underway that could see the site, or part of it, become municipal property? Officials can't say. When asked about the scope of the NDAs, Sow Scott Stewart offered the following comment. Is there some parkland interest that we may or may not have here? I wouldn't say in the order of magnitude of national urban park discussions, but is there parkland that we may have an interest in as we think about the growth of Guelph? A spokesperson for Infrastructure Ontario, EO, which handles real estate assets for the provincial government, added via email, IO is following its standard process toward selling the former Guelph Correctional Center property. In a 2022 report to council, staff explain the city is hard-pressed to grow its parklands by the estimated 174 hectares needed by 2051 to accommodate the city's growing population. Acquiring this amount of land while balancing mandated growth targets without creating significant impacts to city financial planning, built form, building height, and density is likely not achievable, that report states. On a related note, last year city and provincial officials acknowledged potential sale discussions were underway between them regarding a piece of the former OR lands along York Road that include ponds. Results of those discussions have not been publicly released. The city's plan at that time was to use the ponds for stormwater management. Stewart doesn't believe the NDAs, signed in October of 2022, are restricting the flow of information needed by City Council to make decisions, but at least some members of Council still have concerns. We're working on resolving that, Caun. Leanne Karen said of information limitations for Council. We're working on ensuring we still get the information we need to move forward on anything that's going on with the Ontario Reformatory lands. We have to be fully informed. That effort includes ongoing discussions between the city's legal team, other staff and city council, Karen noted. Like Karen, Caun. Aaron Catton feels the NDAs haven't impacted any council decisions at this point, noting no OR land issues have gone to council for a decision as of late. In addition, Catton added, staff may still be able to answer some questions behind closed doors. It more impacts the public availability of the knowledge, said Catton, adding, it's always better if there's more transparency. Though she's unaware of issues that have come up as a result of the NDAs, Karen noted, I don't know what I don't know. If issues do arise, Karen expects staff to make council aware. Even if they can't give us the details, they're at least going to come to us and say, there's more you need to know and we're looking into how we can give you that information and still follow the regulations. But they're not coming to us and saying that, so I'm not convinced we're missing anything. A study is currently underway to determine if the former OR lands are suitable for designation as a heritage conservation district, a decision to be made by City Council. The property consists of about 222 acres of land that include a set of buildings constructed in the 1910s and 1920s for detention and rehabilitation purposes. It was fully decommissioned in 2001 and the property has been vacant since 2014, when the Ministry of Community Safety and Correctional Services completely left the site. With no identified uses for it, the provincial government declared the property to be surplus, which is a precursor to sale.